Was it all for nothing? Kaden James is always a step ahead. Stay tuned. We're going to discuss all things Arrow next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I make them good girls go bad. I make them good girls go bad.
Good girls go bad. This is like the perfect song because it's all girls. Welcome back, girls, guys, Arrow fans. We are freaking out about this episode today.
Oh my goodness.
So much to talk about. So much has happened. But first, I want to introduce myself. Matt is out today. I'm Linda Antwi. I'm digging in on this whole Arrow trip. You can find me all across social media at Linda is so girly. And I want to introduce my beautiful co-host.
Yay. Hi, guys. At Olivia DiBortoli here. I'm sad Matt's not here, but Linda, you're going to kill it. I'm very excited. And this episode was so insane.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to talk this episode. It's a lot happened. It's crazy. I can't wait to get into it. I'm Cheyenne, your friendly neighborhood geek girl. You already know. You can find me on Instagram at Cheyenne Ibulu, all one word. And wow, good girls definitely are going bad.
Listen, after this episode, I can't be mad. But before we go there, let's first talk about how the show opened. So the Argus divers were killed like in the first 5 minutes.
Right.
What were your thoughts about that?
I thought it was interesting that they brought Argus in so quickly. And I thought that Argus was this like secret operation, but apparently like everybody knows about Argus now.
Apparently.
It's very strange.
Everybody. My mom knows about Argus.
But I mean, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, Argus is always comes in to help, but yeah, they got electrocuted so hard, and that seems like a terrible death.
Yeah,
to
terrible.
Be scuba diving and they get electrocuted and then drown. It's like a triple whammy.
I know.
That was unfortunate. I know Lila is PO'd probably about that. I feel like.
Yeah. Listen, they took the whole team out. It was not impressive at all. First 5 minutes. So, Kaden James, what are we thinking? Why is he always a step ahead?
Well, he's a genius mastermind. But before we get into Kaden James, I wanted to say hi to everyone in the chat. I've been watching you guys. We've been talking throughout the evening while we were watching Arrow. So I just want to say quick hi to Flame Dala and Ivan. Hi, Ivan.
Hi, Ivan.
And I see some of your thoughts on. Oh, and hi, Steven. Yes. Your thoughts on this episode. And I think it's very interesting. But back to Kaden. Man, he is so good. I think he's one of the better big bads we've had.
I think he's definitely up there.
Really?
And I think that he's making it at least interesting for me this season because he always just seems to know exactly what moves Team Arrow is going to make and is able to counter it before it happens.
I'm just curious to see what the whole situation is going on with, with his son. I just really would like to know what the deal is with that.
Renji, hi Renji, says, who do you think the puppet master behind Kaden James wanting revenge is? I mean, we'll probably get to that because that's the end of the episode. They show, Kaden's son getting shot, so we'll get to it. But I think I might know who it is.
And I have a theory as well.
So we'll get to it.
We will wait to the end, yes. So let's talk about Vigilante and his loyalty to the team and what has gone on with him. So, first of all, last week we talked about him being a double agent.
Right.
Did we believe it this episode?
Well, duh. I mean, you guys didn't believe it last episode. I was full Team Vince the whole time. No, I knew that he was going to be going down the right path for his love for Dinah.
But isn't that how it always goes? Like, with his kind of character, they always kind of stray, and then they're finally on the right path because of who they love.
And then right when they get on the right path, that's when they get...
Yep.
Just killed.
Like, yeah. Well, that's what I said about Laurel the week prior.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to happen to Black Siren, but we'll see.
No way. Black Siren is going to, I think she's going to make it to the end.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I think she's one of those that's just like, she's like a cockroach. She can't be killed. Or she'll make like a.
Don't let her hear you say that.
I know, right? No, or she'll, turn around and become good again, which is kind of what I think will happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think will happen.
So
yeah.
Were we shocked with what happened with the Vigilante, or did we know that this was coming? And this is, we're reaching spoiler alert, but we're just jumping into because there was so much that happened.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I mean, I feel like everybody's seen this episode by now because we're also the last ones to see it because we are on the West Coast, which is terrible. And I'm sorry, and I appreciate you guys all staying up super late and
watching
us.
Thank you. We love you guys.
But yeah, I mean, it's sad. It's I finally started to like him. I'm shocked that they killed him, and I'm shocked that it was Laurel that was the one to do it. You know, it kind of made me sad a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't. It was an interesting death. Like, I wasn't super shocked about it, but I also, I was kind of like meh at the death. I was like, he's kind of an expendable character, I feel
is
like.
Is he really in love? They were really? in love with each other. Right. And it was like,
oh, whatever.
And we were just starting to see their love story, right? With Dinah and him.
Yeah.
And they finally got back together and they finally got back on the same page just to be ripped apart and for her to see him die for a second time.
Yeah.
But what I loved about the flashbacks with this was that we got to see how they got their powers, which, you know, was something that was important. Well, yeah, we saw how she became Siren. We saw how we became the vigilante.
But in one part of the episode, what was interesting was that you it was kind of because of Dinah that this whole thing happened. Because in the scene where they were in the hotel room, back when it was like, you know, with Sonas, when they were undercover as cops, and he was like, you know, I'm going to call it. I'm going to go. I'm going to say that it's over. We're in too deep and they're going to catch us. And she was like, no, let's keep going.
We're too close.
Yep. And it's like, if they would have just not done that, if they would have just listened to Vince, then maybe they'd still be alive. None of this would, there would be no Dinah. You know, they would just be like cops, you know, living their lives.
Alley Cat Diva says, I think Vincent is still alive. And I kind of also think Vince might still be alive. Just
really?
The way, yeah, just the way Black Siren kind of looked at him towards the end. It felt like she did what she needed to do to impress Caden.
Yeah.
But I feel like next episode we might see a surprise.
I don't know. I feel like maybe not in this, the rest of the season of Arrow, but maybe, I mean, you never know with Arrow. They might bring him back next season, but I don't know. I don't know if I buy that.
Did you guys notice, because I've noticed online, that the new acronyms for the new team Arrows is OTA versus NTA, so old team Arrow versus new team Arrow.
Yes.
I love it. And they were on the verge of reuniting before all of this happened. And I know we talked about it briefly last week, but do you think that they are going to finally get it together, or is the vigilante dying pulling them apart even more so now?
I don't think they were on the verge of getting back together. I think they were just kind of working together like they do. Sometimes.
Really?
Last
episode you were convinced.
Well, yeah, I think they're going to get back together eventually. Okay. I didn't think like this episode it was going to happen just because, I don't know, they're just so angry at each other. And now, especially now that this whole thing with Vigilante happened, it's definitely not happening for sure.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like she said, I agree. They're going to get back together eventually because Team Arrow is Team Arrow. But, I think with this whole Vince thing going on with him dying and with Dinah going rogue, I feel like that's definitely gonna dig a deeper hole.
I think so too. I think that they are getting further and further apart.
So it might take a while, but they're gonna get back together, but it's gonna take a while.
Yeah.
And do you think that, Caden maybe is behind just all of this?
Well, no, there's someone. Someone doctored that video.
Mm-hmm.
Who we think it is, we don't know yet. But they said it was the same person that doctored the picture. And I think what my opinion is that Richard Dragon is the one behind it. Mm-hmm. I think I saw a couple people in the chat. I think Cullen Prime, I think you said that also, that Richard Dragon could be behind it. Some people said Prometheus.
That's what I was thinking.
Could be behind it also. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Crafty Prometheus.
Yeah, Prometheus.
That guy.
Yeah. See Cullen. Hey, Cullen Prime. He says Dragon is behind it. So, I mean, I don't know when they're going to reveal it. Probably next episode.
I hope so.
But they didn't give us a good spoiler for the next episode.
They really gave us nothing.
I feel like it's going to be a canary cry versus canary cry.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know,
definitely.
There's going to be a lot of screaming in the next episode, which is going to be probably kind of annoying. But I think it's gonna be a good girl power, you know, good girls versus bad girls. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, I feel like that's gonna be the episode where we see the end of Canary, probably.
Okay.
Or not Canary.
Black Siren.
The end of Siren.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like she's in it for the long haul. Zayas also says Anatoly may be behind it also. Interesting.
That's possible too.
I don't feel like Anatoly is that like
that kind of guy.
No, I feel like he's not that high up in the I don't know. I feel like he's just kind of a Lynchman now.
Lynchman now. Yeah.
You know, he used to be like a head guy, but now he's just kind of like doing whatever.
He's basically
Caden.
He's basically isn't he just there to prove to his men that he's not, that he hasn't grown soft or whatever he said. Yeah. So I feel like he's just there just to be there.
Now can we talk about the $70 million? Okay, because last week I was so not impressed that Oliver paid the $10 million for the one day, right? Yeah. So then fast forward, it's been 8 days. Mm-hmm. Star City is going bankrupt. Right. They're talking about getting bomb shelters and alternate things to do. What do you guys think of Oliver continuing to pay and bankrupting Star City?
I mean, does he have a choice at this point?
No. That's what he has to do.
He's got to do what he's got to do. And I really like the scene where Thea was telling that guy, she's like, you need to find more money. He's like, I can't find more money. She's like, well, looks like you just need to find more money.
Thea is on it.
Good one, Thea, but also that doesn't do much, you know?
I just feel like he shouldn't have paid it from the beginning. I feel like this guy, Caden, is going to do what he's going to do. He's going to do what he's going to do.
But what else would you think he should have done?
I know, but $80 million, now there's nothing. Now what? How do you recover from that? I don't know. What do you guys think? How do we recover from this? Do you guys think he should have paid the $80 million? I don't know. Hard to say.
Well, I feel like, you know, Oliver's always between a rock and a hard place, you know, and he has to make these hard decisions. And I feel like maybe if he didn't pay the money, it could have been worse. You know, it could have been worse. Yep. And, you know how Arrow goes.
Yep.
So.
Next thing I wanted to talk about was Laurel following Lance and that whole storyline.
Do you think that she is, you know, turning a corner? I think so.
I think so. I think so 100%. She's going to turn back into the Laurel we knew and loved.
So do you think that him showing her that video collage and the memories and the tear in her eye really affected her?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yes.
It left a mark.
It left a mark. So then do you think that her being able to, because we're on the fence now if we think that Vigilante is dead? Is that fair to say?
I think he might be alive. I think there was something in Black Siren. Oh, my gosh. I keep wanting to say. I think there's something in Black Siren that is going to make her turn around and turn a new leaf. No, I really, really do.
But I think she felt bad about killing him, but I think he's dead. You know, I think that she killed him, and I think he's dead and gone for good, or at least gone for the rest of the season. But I think she did feel bad about killing him, and that's what makes me think that she could be turning a new leaf. Mm-hmm. So
maybe she'll take on Caden next. I hope so. I was waiting on it.
And then when Thea told Lance and his reaction, how do you think that's going to affect him moving forward?
Man. I just hope he doesn't go back to alcoholism.
Yeah.
No, he's on a mission. That's a man on a mission. Colin Prime said she was, but she straight murdered Vince. She did. She straight murdered Vince.
She sure did.
Which is terrifying. But back to the whole Vince thing. I didn't really like. Okay, so when Vince was getting tortured, they cut to a scene where Oliver and Diggle were talking, and they were like, you know, Dino's like, we have to go and help him. And they're like, oh, he can heal. You know, he'll be fine type of thing. And I was like, in my head, I was like, yeah, he can heal, but it's still torture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like, what do you guys think? Do you feel like Team Arrow should have gone to help Vince?
Or that was my next question.
Oh, there you go.
So go ahead and give your...
Or should have they have gone to save the city? I don't know. I feel like Oliver was a little smug in his decision, and I feel like he could have made a better decision, and I think that they should have all done something together, whether it was save the city or save Vince. But I feel like, you know, after everything that Vince has done for them, they should have gone to save Vince first and then gone to save the city. And all of it, I mean, Caden James has been ahead five steps this whole season anyway. They should have known that he's the one who planted all that anyway.
Totally.
It's just frustrating. Oliver, you were frustrating tonight. I'm always Team Oliver, but you frustrated me, and I'm going to take a sip of my water.
Really? I'm never Team Oliver. He frustrates me all the time. And I'm just like, even in this episode, it was just typical Oliver just antics. And like what Diggle said, he said he had the chance to save one man or entire city. And I kind of agree with that. Is that mean of me for agreeing with what Diggle is talking about and not saving Vince? Because, I mean, an entire city had the risk of dying.
That's true. No, it's true.
And I'm sure, like, Oliver said, oh my God, I'm agreeing with Oliver, but, like, what Oliver said was this is what Vince knew what he signed up for. This is what Vince signed up for. And Dinah's just letting her feelings get in the way of this.
Yeah, but if it was anybody else, if it was Felicity,
yep.
Just like Dinah said, if it was any of your loved ones, you would have gone to save that person.
If it were anybody else, they'd been like, okay, we're going to go save her first. And then, you know?
Yeah.
And again, with the whole Caden James thing, they should have known, Caden James is always five steps ahead, and they should have known that this was all going to be a trick. I almost knew, you know, and I'm not even part of Team Arrow, and I should be.
I just think that with Oliver, he's so stubborn that it's hard for him sometimes to see the whole bigger picture. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know that this is probably a ploy. So, like, take a step back and don't be so angry and try to figure it out.
Marcus on the chat said there wasn't enough time to save Vince first. The bomb was more important.
But then they didn't get the bomb either. So, I mean, was it all for nothing?
This episode was all for nothing.
All for nothing.
Seriously. But yeah, what do we think about Dinah? Is she going to become is she going to become a vigilante or Ivan?
Hi, Ivan.
Is she going to become a vigilante?
So let's talk about that a little bit. So we know that Oliver came to see her at the end of the episode, right? And it was his way of trying to smooth things over.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't great at that, right? But it's Oliver. So she's basically... she's gonna have war against everyone that she felt has wronged her and wronged the situation and killed Vince. Well, and she's gonna start off with, you know, Black Siren.
Oliver was super smug in that. He could have just gone to her and been like, look, I'm sorry about what this happened. He's like, I'm not here to apologize.
Oh,
she
my
just
gosh.
Lost her man twice.
Yep.
Twice.
Yep.
You could have just been like, look, I'm sorry. We didn't, you know, just I'm sorry in general. And the way he crossed his arm. But anyway, that was frustrating. Oliver. But yeah, I agree. Like, she's going on a tirade. I kind of like angry Dinah. She's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. Just her, you know, her vengeful anger. She kind of is a total badass. But I think she's going to go more after just that group of people. Like, after Laurel, you know, after Caden, after... those
Anatoly,
people. Anatoly. I don't feel like she's going to kind of stray too far from that group
of people. No, I think that she's going to just take it upon herself to go after everyone that has been, like, Caden's crew is basically what I'm going to call it.
But if she goes after the crew, doesn't that mean she's going after the bomb too, you know?
I mean, if she goes after the crew and therefore finds the bomb, then win-win situation. Mm-hmm. But I think that she's not thinking like that. I think that she's thinking, hey, I lost the love of my life, and I need to rectify that.
Yeah.
So she's going to definitely
wage revenge.
She's going to wage war.
Yeah.
And I love it. I think that Mad Dinah, like you said, is going to be full-fledged.
Yeah.
Colin says, I don't blame her for wanting to kill Laurel. I don't either. I mean, Laurel was pretty ruthless in just killing him, but... Man, I don't know what to make of Laurel.
She's just fighting her feelings, her real feelings, and I need her to stop.
Think her real feelings are?
Her real feelings are is that she wants to be Lance's daughter again. She wants to be Lance's baby girl.
Well, she was never Lance's. I guess she was in a way. I don't know.
Yeah,
she was.
In Earth One. On another Earth One, she was.
She wants Lance to be her father again. I feel like that's what it is. And she's fighting those feelings.
Yeah.
She needs to stop. Stop. She needs to stop.
Yeah. But do we forgive her for killing Vince? Do we?
I mean, I think that...
I forgive her.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That was fast.
That was quick. Oh, but you're not really for Vince.
I didn't really care for Vince. Yeah,
right.
I didn't really care for Vince.
So,
I mean, I'll forgive her. If she's willing to turn a new leaf and, you know, apologize, I would be like, you know what? Come on. Yeah. You're welcome on Team Arrow. I would prefer you over Oliver any day anyway.
Oh, well, you're like full on forgiving.
Oh, for sure.
Welcome on Team Arrow after everything that she's done.
No.
Six seasons in?
Really?
She's done so much.
I don't know. That's a little,
I mean,
I'm gonna need to take a minute with that.
If we can forgive Thea for all the bloodlust situation that went on,
that's
we can forgive
I'll take that.
Laurel.
But she just like straight murdered the boy. But I mean, I just feel bad for Vince. Ivan said something too, like, I feel bad for him. It was a painful death. Yeah, I agree. Like, they tortured him for so long. And just because he can heal doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it's terrible. So it's let's talk a little bit about the bomb. Okay. And where we think the bomb is and why they were not able to find this bomb. And I also thought it was interesting when Vince said that he didn't activate his comms, but then the other small bomb exploded. So I guess the topic right now is bombs. Where do you guys think the bomb is?
Well, they didn't. He didn't activate the bombs because it was all a ploy.
No, the comms. So remember when he was being tortured?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then they could hear him.
Right.
And then when they came and found him, that bomb, well, when Dinah came and found him, that bomb exploded.
Yeah.
And that's what sent him to the wall.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But that was all planned by Kate and James, like, to, as a ploy to get them separated, probably. Mm-hmm. But he, I think he knew everything that was going to go on. And he, one of the bombs is, the bomb is in one of those trucks that just, they all separated. We don't know where it went, but he keeps moving it. Like they said, that he keeps moving it every, you know, few hours or whatever they said it was.
And that's why Dinah was arguing about why it was more important to save Vince.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. And Ivan, why does Oliver think James won't detonate the bomb anyway? James,
thank you.
James wants to destroy Oliver after all.
Ivan, $80 million in. I'm asking the same question. Why? It's crazy. We just don't know. Another thing that comes to mind is when I'm thinking about the flashbacks again.
Okay.
And then, do we know a little bit about this Sean Sonas character? Do you guys remember that?
Oh, from the flashbacks?
From the flashbacks,
yes. Well, I mean, it was... I think he has a bigger role. I'm not quite sure about it, but I remember, I mean, that's what started the whole thing with Dinah and Vince.
And Vince.
That, yeah, I'm not sure. But if you guys know more about this Sonas character, let us know in the chat, but I don't remember him.
Yeah, I don't remember him. That's why I was like, I wonder how big
his role
was. I
think he did have a bigger
role,
but I don't really remember what he was.
Yeah.
He's dead now. Colin says he's dead. Oh, no, I think they're talking about something else. I don't know. Never mind.
We learned about him in season 5, Ivan. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
We learned this in season 5.
Mm. And then another thing that kind of was nice for me to see, because I mentioned it a couple episodes back, is seeing Oliver and Felicity really look like a married couple in this season, or in this episode, and talking about how, you know, after this all is done, mm-hmm. they're going to take their honeymoon, they're going to go to Aruba. And I just thought that was a nice moment when I saw that, because
must
I tend
be
to
nice.
Not...
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, must be nice. Imagine, like, Dinah just looking like, oh, must be nice. Y'all are a couple. That's cute or whatever. My man's dead. So.
And you didn't even make an effort.
You know, you didn't even bother to help save him.
You didn't even care.
Wow, I mean, we took that in a whole different direction than I was going.
I'm just trying to think as if I were Dinah.
Okay.
No, but it's true. It was a cute moment, and they are acting like a couple. But to Felicity, she's just like my faves. But okay, they're having a moment. I'll just
we
wait
are
for
because
it to
I pass. Was I was totally going somewhere with that, and now that moment has passed. But
I'm negative,
I got
Nancy.
You.
Okay,
all right, negative Nancy.
She hates everything about Oliver and Arrow. So
and apparently Elicity, she hates as well. But go ahead. And
she only
thought,
likes
and then...
she only likes Laurel. It's fine. Just Team Laurel. That's it.
Laurel Defense Squad.
Right.
Okay.
What was I saying? Oh, anyway. So about Felicity, she's kind of the one who saved the day. Well, she saved Vince before everything happened. She told him exactly what to say in his ear and was like, you know, say these things and you'll get out of that room. And I was like, dang, Felicity, in it for the win every time, Felicity.
I mean, she does come with the come through, right? At the very end of the day, she comes in and she brings it with the tech stuff. Another moment that I thought was really sweet, and I wrote it down, and I'm going to find it for you guys right now.
In the meantime, Ivan Soto, it was awesome seeing Captain Singh from The Flash. That was cool. She's wearing a Flash shirt right now, so.
Star Labs.
I was like, wrong show, but I guess it's fine.
It's the Arrowverse.
Right?
I was loving when the new team was coming into the new... Why can't I think of the name of it? I was going to call it the Batcave, but their new location.
Helix.
Yeah.
And he was saying, being single does wonder for your time management. When Felicity was asking him, like, how did you have time to do all this and work on our business and all of this? And he's like, well, you know, because I'm single.
Aww.
That was a cute moment, right?
who? Oh, what's his name?
Mr. I always call him Mr. Terrific.
Okay, yeah.
Mr. Terrific.
Yeah, and at the, when he was like, he said something else about being single, but oh, poor guy. He's like, I can't get a date. When Elena, speaking of, Elena was there too. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about her, but when Elena was there, she was going on all these dates, and he was like, oh, I can't even get a date. I was like, aw. Yes,
let's talk about Elena and her coming back to help download all this technology and stuff that they downloaded from Kate and James.
I feel, necessary? Was it necessary for her to be there? Why was she there?
Extra set of hands.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do you think that's all it was? Because they usually pop her in like every so often and kind of for nothing, it seems like. But I'm feeling like maybe they're building up to something. Because really between her... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say maybe she's going to use this as a means to get Felicity to do something for her later on in the series.
Maybe.
Like she always does. Isn't that what she always does?
Amy says Elena wants revenge too. And then Winter's Beauty says, I still don't trust her. I don't trust her either. I have that same feeling. Like she gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Right.
I don't feel like...
She's like a roach.
Yeah.
She's like a
second roach combo.
She just keeps doing that and I can't kill her. You can't kill her at all.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So why don't we talk about some predictions?
You want to jump into predictions?
Yeah.
All right, let's
do it.
Do
you guys want to jump into predictions?
Let's do it.
Okay.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Ooh, I love the green.
Wow. Okay, first thing, you know, this FBI agent has been MIA for the last few episodes,
yes.
Which I think is interesting. And I still feel like maybe somehow, some way she's connected to Kate and James. So my prediction is she's going to show up again and she's going to be like another big baddie that's thrown into the mix of this whole thing.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. My prediction is that... I think this whole thing is going to come to... I think the bomb or one of these things is going to come to an end next episode. And I think we're going to find out who is framing... who is framing Oliver. Mm. And I think that person... I'm going to go with Colin and say that person is Richard Dragon.
I agree. It might be Dragon. It might be Dragon. But my heart wants it to be Prometheus because I loved him as a character so much.
Yeah.
He was... The baddest baddie on the, I
he
think
was.
We've had
Prometheus
on the series.
Was the best.
And you know how he's always planning things. He's always five steps ahead. So, you know, that's just me wishing. But yeah, it's probably gonna be Dragon. Watch it be like somebody random.
Somebody random that
we don't
know about.
Right.
No, and in this prediction, what do you guys think about seeing the video footage of Caden's son?
Right.
And the arrow.
Yeah.
What do you guys think is gonna happen with that?
I mean, like I said, we're going to find out who doctored it. And I think that's going to be Dragon. Also, it was interesting. I feel like in the video, it didn't really look like Oliver. Because you know how we can see half his face and that's like a running joke that obviously you can tell who the person is. But I feel like that person had a goatee. Maybe I was wrong, but I was like, does he have a goatee? I feel like, come on, try a little harder. So I don't know.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Maybe it's just me. But I feel, I don't know, I feel like Richard Dragon is the one, and I think we're going to find out next episode. That's just my thought. Those are my two cents. Zaya said, it's funny, I said it would be Dragon killing James last week, and the panel shot me down last week. Listen, things change, okay?
I wasn't here.
We grow up. We expand our thoughts.
Yeah.
Agent Watson has some sort of personal anger. She's going after over hard for some reason. Yeah, I agree with you, Writer's Beauty. I don't know.
I was going to say it's going to be Agent Watson.
I mean, that was my prediction. So, I mean, we don't know, but I predict that she has definitely something to do with this.
No, I don't think it's freaking her. She's.
Yeah, probably not her.
I didn't say it was her. I'm saying that she has something to do with this Caden group.
She's just the most annoying, and I'm glad that she's been gone for the past few episodes.
But gone doing what?
That's the thing, right? That's
nobody,
the whole
yeah,
thing.
Nobody's been like questioning Ollie for the past few episodes, and I kind of dig it.
We didn't really talk about that sniffer device either. Now that I'm looking at my notes, that they had to like implant in Caden's tech room, and they've used it before, and I don't remember it. Do you guys remember it?
They said in the episode what they used it for, but no, I don't remember. It's just one of those cool techie things that, you know,
get stuff.
Felicity.
Get stuff done.
Like the T-spheres. I never know what they do. They just do everything that's awesome. And they just fly around. And I love those things. But yeah, no, it's just another cool techie thing that Felicity and Curtis come up with. Because they're kind of the badasses of the show, I think.
Yeah. What is Zaya saying? What if Agent Watson working with Warden on Flash?
What if Agent Watson is working with Warden on the Flash? Just a wild guess.
Maybe. But would that make her still like a baddie? I don't think so.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no idea either. I don't know, guys. There was just so much. There was so much that happened this episode. I'm looking forward to next week's episode and seeing what reveals itself.
Yeah.
You guys have any final thoughts?
I like the fight scenes. I thought that there were a lot of interesting fight scenes in this episode, like the Dinah fight scenes. It was great. It was like a fast-paced episode. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
I did too.
So next episode predictions for Dinah versus Black Siren. Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because you don't know. They might decide they want to kill up Dinah and then have Black Siren come in and replace her.
If they killed someone off, I think it would be Dinah, to be honest.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And she's already angry. And she's already going to be going on a vengeance.
She wants to meet Vince. Like, I feel like they're going to turn into this big love story.
Like a New Day Romeo and Juliet.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
it could be. Mike is on. Hey, Mike. He was on our show last week, if you guys remember. He was sitting on
Mike.
That couch.
You were so
Hi,
good
Mike.
Last week.
Dropping all the knowledge last
all
week.
All the knowledge.
You're more than welcome to come back whenever you want. So, hey. Anyway.
Thanks for joining us. That's so nice. Our viewers loved you. We loved you. You were so funny. I'm still thinking about his pretty face but thick in the waist comment. I think I'll
you
use
died.
That for life.
You
Who
like
was
felt.
That?
Mike, he was
our guest. It was so funny.
Ivan, Black Siren turning to our side next week? I don't know. No, I don't think next week.
Maybe next week.
Really? I don't think it's going to wrap up next week, to be honest. I think that they're going to draw this out because we know, Arrow, that this is going to be something that's going to be drawn out for a little bit before. Because if they solve it, that means the team has to reunite. And I don't think they're ready to reunite them. I think they're still digging in and making it more of a risk so that it can be more dramatic.
And I don't think anybody's dying next week, to be honest.
No, not. It's
I feel like it's too much, you know?
Yeah.
Someone
yet.
Pretty big died already, so.
Right. They just, I mean, if he's dead, right? Because that's one of our theories.
I think he's dead.
Okay, Olivia.
I think he's dead. But we'll see.
We'll see. Any final thoughts, ladies? Any final thoughts that you want to share that you think we did not get to cover? Or you guys in the chat, anything that you guys think that we didn't get to cover today?
I think. Oh, just waiting patiently for Roy. Seriously, when is Roy coming back? I thought it would be.
Yeah, that was the rumor, right?
I know.
He was coming back.
I thought it'd be like either this episode, but I guess it wasn't this episode.
There was a selfie. What is her name? Tracy Toms. I don't know if you guys know who Tracy Toms is, but she was most popular for the musical Rent. But anyway, she posted a selfie with, what's his name? David Ramsey and Colton Haynes. Mm-hmm. And so I was assuming that she's also going to be on an episode of Arrow in the future.
Probably.
And that Colton Haynes was also preparing for an episode. So I know it's happening. Something's happening.
And I feel like they're kind of slowly taking Thea out of it, which makes me so sad.
I feel like the actress wants to be out of
it. I think she's over it.
Yeah.
So she's like doing other stuff. So maybe they when they take her out, they'll bring Roy back for a few episodes. Or maybe that's the way she goes out. I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see how they take her out.
Yeah.
I hope they don't kill her.
I don't think they'll kill her so that she always has the option to come back, right?
Gosh.
Who knows?
Thea was literally one of my favorite characters from the show. She was the best. And they just, maybe just like,
really?
I'll take like 3 more episodes of her as Speedy, and I'll be happy. Just 3 more.
Her bloodlust comes back. Yeah. I have to go away, Ollie.
I know. That's funny.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Where can we find everyone online? You know that I am Linda is so girly all across social media.
I am at Olivia DiBortoli everywhere also.
You can find me on Instagram at ShyAnnieWulu.
It's been great. It's been great.
It's been a good show.
If you guys have more comments, more things you want us to talk about next week, more predictions, please comment below. Like the video. Watch us on iTunes. We appreciate you being here. Thank you for just being our fans and being Arrow fans. We love you.
Thank you.
Yay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.